producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. How you doing, America? I know you've heard this, or perhaps you haven't. Still no Speaker of the House, and not even close, baby. Kevin McCarthy set off a reverse earthquake that could be felt across the country when he pushed the Republicans over the cliff into chaos mode. A little bit of both. Although some would say it's a good thing. McCarthy wasn't the right guy for the job. He outed himself, so to speak, when he tripped over the whole Benghazi thing. That became big news, and it distracted from what was actually happening. So because of that, the Republicans now have a few other candidates whose names have been floated a little bit. But you may see this postponed, although John Boehner is gone at the end of the month, so something has to happen there. It's not just going to go empty. No leader. You think of spending, national debt, keeping the government running. Florida Congressman Daniel Webster is looking for the speaker's post, so this kind of would up his chances. He said he was shocked at the announcement, saying McCarthy seemed excited about running not long before. And he said, I don't know why he dropped out, because we just had a member session where all the members came together, and he and myself and two other candidates were there. He was passionate about it, he said, and it was just an hour and a half before he announced he wasn't going to do it. Go figure. Wacky. The next speaker is going to have to answer to a pretty assertive conservative wing. Right now, especially when the party's trying to appeal to a bigger voter base in the campaign for the presidential election. But in a whole bunch of closed-door meetings this week, McCarthy told the people that he was meeting with he wouldn't be like Boehner. Some lawmakers said afterwards that it seemed good, but few seemed to find this convincing. Boehner announced, we know this on the 25th of September, that he's going to step down at the end of October. But maybe he ends up staying on the job a little bit longer. How ironic would that be? So I say good riddance, to be honest. I don't think he would have been the right Speaker of the House. It is the Benghazi thing that tripped him up. It is the Benghazi thing that showed that he had no clue what he was saying. And therefore, can you imagine what kind of a trip it would be like? No offense to Kevin McCarthy, to have him in that position. We already went through the beer man, the tan man, and everything else in between. It's too big of a spot to just say, and just take a vote. That sounds good to me. Whoever. We don't want to do whoever anymore. Throw out whoever from your categories of ways to talk about politicians. How about getting some better politicians? They're out there. We just have to work harder at unearthing them, because nobody's pushing and nobody's knocking. And that's the rub for the people who want to be in the thick of it, ultimately. And even today there was a huge joke. Newt Gingrich was on Sean Hannity's show. Big deal. He stops by, right, once in a while. Except for that he said, hey, I'll be interim Speaker of the House. I'll do it. I know the procedural hurdles. Can you imagine if they had him back? Just totally had him back. How crazy would that be? It'd be like deja vu. Back to the Future in a much tighter, better way. Let's put it that way. If you're curious and you're an NFL fan but you missed the game on Thursday night, It was, in fact, the Colts who won 27-20, beating the Houston Texans. Andrew Luck did not play. Matt Hasselbeck played. He was solid enough to get them that win and save their bacon, so that's a good thing, a very good thing for the Colts. As we motor through this, with time ticking down, some big things besides the McCarthy deal happened in the last 24 hours, or maybe less than that. Some of them kind of crazy, and as we don't want to go into too many offshoots here in the beginning, or rabbit holes, or whatever you call them, I want to make sure we stick to something that makes sense. Republicans are fuming as the White House threatens a veto of the energy bill. Congressional Republicans are not happy that the White House, in fact, gunked this up, because they're talking about a veto to a bill that would repeal the 40-year ban on crude oil exports, saying that what a big difference that would make. There's a new theory. There's a new series out called Blood and Money, and it's all about oil. And I can't wait to see if it's going to be any good. Don Johnson is one of the stars of it. But doesn't it kind of remind you of the situation we have in America, depending on where you are living? By the way, South Carolina's governor, that would be Nikki Haley, urges new evacuations because the rivers are just swelling like crazy. I mean, like crazy. That's what 20 inches of rain will get you, because we had flooding in Dallas where our satellite facility is. A few months ago, I had a chance to be over by some of the hardly hit areas where family dwellings were hit. But what's really crazy is where normally a sidewalk was covered in water. And I thought, this is not going to recede. What are they talking about? And finally it did. But so many people went down to the water, it was crazy. You would have think it was the grand opening for Invade the Man Cave. But all of this stuff coming back to South Carolina, stuff, I hate that word, everything that South Carolina green lights, the good news is they'll be spreading the seeds of hope around, which anyone who's tilled the earth knows it's not a layup thing to do, is it? It's definitely not a layup thing to do. It is hard, back-breaking work. And you can always tell, my grandfather used to say this, you can always tell a man by his hands. You look at his hands and are they a little worn? Or are they totally smooth? Is this an office deal? So it figures that this all ties into some of what, anyway, we're loosely talking about at the top. That's how we roll. You get it here on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we take you to the movies. You know, this is the time of year when the better movies come out. Maybe because the news is so bleak, it distracts us. Let's start a conspiracy theory. Now, frankly, seriously, it's my mind break going to the movies. But I don't like to go to movies that I know flat out there's no way this movie has a chance. I don't care if it's a 6-second vine. I'm looking at it. This is not a movie that I want to see. So we're going to take you to the movies, our cheap movie review happening at the very end of the show as we swing around the corner, open the gate to leave for the hour. We're going to talk about, absolutely, we're going to talk about the movies, take you to the movies. In the meantime, like I said, how can we get away from McCarthy because it's such a big, big giant bomb that he let off, and he did. Since it was a question of dealing with him, is he really the right guy now? That does leave the door kicked wide open for somebody else. But you do wonder, how many people want this gig? You know, I was in an organization that I'm in an organization, actually, and another organization, two different ones, you know, that I'm, like, involved with a little bit. And in the one, it's a group. It could be any group. Picture you a group of maybe 150 people that religiously come to the movies, and they couldn't find anyone to be president. When they asked around, they had a president. The president did a good job. Then it was this next person, and the next person shook it off, and then the next person shook it off, and the next person shook it off. So the discovery was, wow, nobody wants to be the president of this organization. What's up with that? And I think being the Speaker of the House, it seems it's gone in that direction, which is crazy because the Speaker of the House is really a few heartbeats away from the presidency. And when you're Speaker of the House, there are things that you have control of. So, I don't know. In one sense, it makes sense to me, and I see why for him, because of the Benghazi deal, It wouldn't have been a good deal. It wouldn't have been a good situation. It makes complete and utter sense to me. But the rest of it, I would say, not so much. Not so much. Have you wondered about the, you know, we're in these times now where you'll see a protest and it's Black Lives Matter. And when I see Black Lives Matter, I think I'm all about freedom of speech and somebody protesting or whatever. But I think when I look at Black Lives Matter, and I get the slogan and what they were going for, but I still think there's something that could happen that could help to turn the equation around. Big time. And what it is, I don't know at this point. But there's got to be something. There's got to be something. And tapping into it is so key. When we do those segments, we can count. Oh, here's a perfect example of that. I mean, a perfect example. You know, at the top, it felt like we were kind of going in a couple different directions. But strictly speaking, from the Republicans scrambled to find a speaker one day after the dropout and to have everybody get excited about that person makes complete sense to me. If I'm the Democrats, I'm hoping they don't come up with a solution before it's wrapped up because of what it could mean potentially. And then there's this, U.S. cybersecurity shows, it's got a Sprint knows how to avoid following huge data breaches. And this is what we're faced with daily. What do you have on your computer? Somebody mentioned to me the other day they had nothing on their computer. I said, nothing? What do you mean you had nothing on your computer? They had no firewall, no anything. And I thought, boy, either they're living the high life and I'm missing something, or it's a big chance. It's a big chance, so why jump on the big chance? Why do that now? Isn't that the nature of the beast? To question, and then question some more. Just when you think you have all the right answers, you find some ridiculous other element you had no clue about. I think this happens in this show. I think there is so much out there and so much that's coming in, the volumes are crazy, that you are going to help provide that content. You are going to tell me what you'd really like to see, who you'd like to really hear, I guess more than say. Who would you like to hear? It's called calling an audible, right? And I think it'll be, you know, we're even at that halfway point. I think it'll be interesting to see if this is the week that Andrew Luck is back in the lineup for the Colts or no. I say coin flip. If you held a gun to my head and I had to decide, I would say that people would come out for Neen. She'd cut away half of your wasteful time, figure out a way to get you back on track. So many people are entrepreneurs. And they know exactly what that's like. Exactly what that's like. All right, just for the record, we're doing the movie thing. That's coming up in our last segment of America Tonight. And in the meantime, we're scrambling around with little odds and ends. It is one of my favorite things to do. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt. Oh, where did they put this and where could they possibly put that? I can't tell you how many times I said to my brother, oh, I'm not tall enough. Will you lean on, you're taller than me, but I'm sure you're not tall enough. Will you lean on this ottoman thing we have, and that way we can figure it out. Where's the computer? We just look up. We're looking everywhere. Where's the cell phone? It's wild. And with this cybersecurity showing little incremental jumps, I think is a good thing. I think is a really good thing. Instead of the full-on press. With between the floods and everything else that's happening in the meat of the South, it'll be interesting also to watch how the philosophy of policing your own has become prevalent when it's convenient. And it's not always convenient. Certainly not. And that's why South Carolina scrambled right away to get that declaration and to move as fast as humanly possible. So technology will get us there, but what technology gives us can also take away from us. And I know you all know what this means. It's not a lecture. But if you want to say something, just say it. Click on the boxes and bada bing. Probably take you 10 minutes at the most. It's just like Joe Biden, isn't it? He holds up the works because we don't know if he's running or not. Joe, is he running? Oh, let me see. Let me ask him. Sad to see his best friend in one of those facilities, except for that there's socialization. Whether it's cars, whether it's something else. Whatever it turns out to be. Whatever it is. I was just thinking out loud to myself. I could see the bubble floating around. Are we completely out of the heat? And can we move on from that conversation? Oh, if I had a dime, if I had a nickel, if I had any amount of capital. And I think when I look at what's happening now in the markets, nosedive central. If I'd still been involved in some of the projects I was involved in. All right. Coming up. On the flip side, I'm going to introduce you to someone who I think is very interesting because he speaks the truth, and we like truth-telling here. SK Stephen Kelly joins us. You can, too. Plus, you can always shoot me some email, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Stay with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We get a chance to talk to free money guy Stephen Kelly, and I'll tell you, you watch the market and it's like a roller coaster ride where you just really don't know when you're going to get off, and that's a scary thing when your stomach is doing flip-flops all over the place. I say it's the world's biggest craps game, and who better to tap into that than SK, as he is with us in our virtual green room. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kate?
I'm excellent, and you know, I've noticed that. So there's a lot of us that pay attention to business news, but now more people are paying attention. And in fact, if you turn on what I call the generic nightly helping of television news, a lot of times what happens on the market is leading the news.
Yeah, it really is. And it's on everybody's mind right now because of the volatility that we've been having over the last couple of months anyway. And this year, I think in its total has been disappointing for people. If you look at what the Dow has done over the course of the year, you know, you're down significantly from where you were at the beginning of the year. But even prior to the last couple of months, if you look at the performance of the market during the course of the year, it's just been completely, it's almost a flat line across metrics. So what I thought we could do is talk about some of the fundamentals that are involved with that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, think in terms of gravity. You know, gravity is such a strong force. It's so strong, in fact, it keeps the entire universe together. This universe wouldn't exist without gravity, without the gravitational pull between the stars and celestial bodies. And the market has the same kind of thing. It has a gravitational pull. And, you know, there are things that sort of counteract that. I mean, there are things that counteract gravity in our real life. You can get into a jet airplane and you can fly in that jet airplane and you can stay up as long as you have fuel to keep you going forward and you have the aerodynamics to keep you up. But as soon as you run out of fuel, you're going to crash to the ground. And if you think in terms of the markets, there's a gravity, and the gravity doesn't necessarily pull you down, but it pulls you to the, if you will, the mothership, like Earth, you know?
Yeah.
We walk around on Earth. The gravity is not necessarily pulling us down, but it's holding us there. And as we start to break the bonds of gravity and get high up, now we're toying with it. And, you know, you fall off a building, you're gonna crash. Or your plane runs out of fuel, you're going to crash. Well, that's what's been happening with the market over the last several years. The market has been overpriced. And there are two metrics we look at. One is the price-to-earnings ratio. And what that is the relationship between the market capitalization of a, or what the market is saying a company is worth, or a sector is worth, or an economy is worth, and the amount of earnings or profits generated by that company, sector, or economy. The other one is the gross domestic, or the market cap to gross domestic product, or GDP ratio. And that's a ratio between the what the market is saying the entire market of, say, a country is worth versus its output. How much is it producing? And it, by both metrics right now, the market is very high and it's overvalued. So what's keeping that up? Well, you can just point back to, you know, what happened earlier this week when the market went up 300 points on Monday. Simply because the Fed did not raise interest rates at this last meeting, okay?
Yeah.
There was such fear built into the market that those interest rates were going to start to go up that the market had been rapidly declining. And as soon as the Fed said, okay, or really was silent on it, didn't make any kind of indication in terms of what's going to happen the next time they meet, but they were just silent on it. The market was so exuberant over that one thing that it just shot up in one day. Now, this is a false evaluation. I mean, this is crazy. This is lunacy, Kate.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, because everybody knows that that interest rates are way, way too low. Everybody knows that the Fed has been keeping interest rates low during this period of time because it wanted to improve the economy and keep the market up. But everybody also knows that the market or the interest rates are going to have to go up at some point in time. They can't stay where they are. They're being kept artificially low. So what's going to happen when those do go up? Well, we all know about the risk dividend. If markets are giving substantially more return on investment than safe money, say treasuries are doing, people will flow into the market. But if you can get a similar rate of return from a treasury or a safe money instrument as you can in a risky market, money's going to flow out of the market back into the safe money. It just, again, it's gravity, all right? So at some point in time, the market has to come down as interest rates go up. And then there's a couple of other things you want to look at. When you look at both of these metrics, the P/E ratio and the market cap to GDP ratio, in both cases, the last time that these ratios were this high were in 2007, 2000, and then you go back to 1972, just before the crash of 1973.
Wow.
Okay, so you just kind of got to step back and look at it. Now, Robert Shiller, who was a Nobel Prize-winning economist, wrote a book in 2000, and it's been updated twice since then, called Irrational Exuberance. And what he talks about is the fact that what's really driving the markets is something called behavioral economics. And that is that people get so exuberant, so irrationally exuberant about the markets that they bid it up to artificial highs. And we saw this in the tech bubble. We saw it again with the real estate bubble. And now he's predicting the same thing with the bond bubble. And he's saying as soon as these interest rates rise, we're going to have another crash. Now, Robert Shiller predicted with chilling accuracy the crash of 2001 and 2008. Just before it, he said, this is coming.
Right.
And he's doing it again. And I just think we need to honor, you know, just basic physics. So that's kind of really what I wanted to say is people should be really, really careful right now. And if you're in a long-term situation, if you have years and years or decades to go before you need your money, I'd say, you know, hold steady. But if you're in a situation where you're going to start needing to take money out soon because of retirement, then you should be making some moves. You know, the market's at a record high. It's a great time to sell.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And that's such a wise thing to say. Or it's and you know this better than me. Certainly, this is your life's work. But people always ask me, well, should you just roll it into cash? Well, the answer is sell high when you can, right?
Well, sure you can. Sure you can. You don't want to roll it into bonds right now.
No.
And this is driving me crazy because every time I see somebody pretty much in the office, that's working with an advisor, they're being told, okay, we'll make it safe, we'll put it into bonds. Well, bonds right now are as precarious, if not more so, than stocks because of the low interest rates.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something we should talk about, too. People ask a lot about bonds, for sure. Always great information. Stephen Kelly, free money guy. Remember, he's got a great book, Safe Harbors, that can reduce taxes, remove risk, and protect your retirement. So we love having him on. Listen to what Stephen is saying. If somebody wants to go to your website, it's freemoneyguys.com, correct?
That's correct, or they can reach me at 844-4-FREE-MO.
Awesome. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. Great talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
I can't control. most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So what you go stand for is to unlock the door. All around him Christmas signs and sings. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will help on us retreat.
Time once again for our weekly cheap movie reviews. So if you've been to a movie, let me remind you, send me your version of what happened at the movie. Doesn't matter. It can just be a quick line. Is it thumbs up, thumbs down? We're seeing it. Send it to americatonight.net. I think that movies are the great escape. And maybe they're not for some of you because you don't like what you see at the movies. But I believe there's a handful of good movies that are made every single year, and they're worth seeing. Getting out, seeing a movie on the big screen instead of just renting it and streaming it and that kind of thing. So there's a movie called Pan, and you know what that's about. Think Peter, it's just called Pan, hint, hint. And there's been a lot of conversation about this movie because this is a tough one to make. You've got Hugh Jackman in a lead role here, and you have Rooney Mara, who is Tiger Lily, and supposedly this is a Rock the House kind of deal. However, I, for what it's worth, I looked up what some critics had to say, And most of the critics were kind of eh about it. Rotten Tomatoes, 42%. IMDb, 6.5 out of 10. So not blowing anyone's doors away. Let's put it that way. But I want you to hear a little snippet of Pan.
We come in peace.
The little one, he wears the Pan.
The Pan is our tribe's bravest warrior.
It was written, when you returned, we would unite against the pirates.
If Blackbeard is going to destroy everything, I'll stand against him.
Now kneel.
I will never bow to you.
Wakey, wakey!
An ancient prophecy tells of a boy. A boy who would be disappeared from this world until he was old enough to return. And lead an uprising against me. A boy who could fly. Come on, kid. Make them believe.
A blade.
Mermaid Lagoon.
I think you're gonna rock him.
You can say that again.
All right, I'd say save it, wait, see it, not at the movie theater, let it stream, unless you have a grandchild that is really into Peter Pan. But it's a long one. It's 1 hour, 51 minutes. So you figure you go and you're stuck in that movie theater for a while. And it's hard to sit through something that just isn't, you know, do you like the whole Peter Pan deal before? Now is it more magical or eh? I'm going to say I'd pan at this point from the little I know of it. That's why we call it the cheap movie review. Now, this next one has legs. I think this could be an interesting one to see on a big screen somewhere, and it's called The Walk.
I'm going to hang a high wire between the two towers of the World Trade Center and work on it.
Good luck.
No matter where I was going or what I was doing, I was always searching, looking for the perfect place to hang my wire.
Whoa.
I need you to help me pull this off.
I got just the guys.
Now it starts.
Come on, make it snappy. I'm in a red zone.
I'll figure out how to get the wire across. I think we should wait.
No!
This is extremely illegal, not to mention dangerous.
Come this full of doubts of me. When it's time to step on the wire, I don't know if I'll be able to take my first step.
Your heart will tell you what to do.
The man is obviously crazy. Are we just here to watch him die?
This isn't a game, Philippe. One mistake out there, and you're going to die.
Yeah, High Wire Artist. I think we did a little sneak preview of this last week, too, because now it's in wide release. Robert Zemeckis is the director. Philippe Petit, it's his story. And can you imagine? I can't even imagine doing that. I can't even imagine walking between the two buildings at back in the day. And I think this one, like I said, has legs, pardon the pun. It's not a short movie, 2 hours and 3 minutes. Drama, thriller. Unlike the last movie, it gets 87% from Rotten Tomatoes, so doing a lot better, and I think has, like I said, a lot more potential than the other movie Pan has, so I would put that on the list, but maybe it's another streaming thing. And our last one, we'll play this one out with you, The Big Stone Gap.
I was born and raised in Big Stone Gap.
Morning, beautiful.
I don't know why you honking the horn. I'm standing out here black as night. I know you can see me.
Before I knew it was 1978 and I turned 40. I was the old maid.
Well, at this point, you just got to take whatever you can get.
He was out last night. Sue Tinsley.
Come on, she's a catch.
Okay. Gary Cooper of Big Stone Gap.
Now, you had Cher Sooners.
Jack Mack likes Ave Maria.
You know less about men than you do about cosmetics.
Woo! This is my favorite book on Chinese face reading. No, no. I've read the face of every man I've ever known. Never been wrong.
You don't need a book to learn what to do with a man. This is an old toaster. But when he plugs it in...
Your mama came in to see me about doing a well. When people die, that's when old secrets come out.
This is my father.
It sure explains your nose.
Mom asked me to marry you.
Will you be my maid of honor?
Darling, let's get you married.
Groom's bride.
And the two shall be one.
Wow! Oh.
Lord of mercy.
Is anybody at this wedding so?
Woo!
You act like you were just born tonight.
I saw my father in a dream, and I have to go find him.
I'm leaving. I'm going to Italy.
I got a good job. Got some money saved. I think we should get married.
I don't want to just get married.
All right, if you go see that, you got a lot of stars in that, like Ashley Judd, small-town movie, did kind of medium as far as the critics were concerned. Might wait for that one to come out on video, too. Big Stone Gap. Enjoy the weekend, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.